God has said that I am a masterpiece, and I believe God, but I need guidance. When you say you don't give to the church, but give through the church, I need you to teach me what that means. Show me how I can serve others through the church. Give mercy through the church. Learn what my gifts are. Teach me wisdom, understanding, and grace, so I may serve others and God through the church.
I'm Doreen. This is my husband, Hutch. We have two young boys, 8 and 3. The car fire had been going on for a few days, and we didn't really think much of it coming into Reading. And before I knew it, I look out and there's fire, and it's coming down the mountain, and it looked like lava. The power went out, and that's when I knew that we had to get out of there. We got to come back to see if our home was still standing. It's just like a black and white film, driving into a black and white film. And there was no life. There were no birds, no trees left, just blackened, everything gone, no life at all.
My name's Jackie, and I'm a volunteer and visitor for the St. Vincent de Paul Society in Reading. When the fire came to Reading, the car fire, we were part of the local assistance relief center. And now we're working on long-term help of housing, furniture, appliances, things that they need to pick up their life again.
Our community knows about St. Vincent de Paul because they're there for everybody if they need help. And I spoke with Jackie, and she took down all of our information, and she said that she would love to help us, and they were helping so many families. They got us dressers for the boys, and they're really excited about that. Beds for the boys, box spring for us. Things that would have taken a long time for us to get on our own.
Yes, indeed.
When we first got our dining room table, to actually sit down at the table and have a meal together instead of sitting on the floor in the car and eating.
The two parishes that make up St. Vincent de Paul in Reading are Our Lady of Mercy and St. Joseph. I became involved with St. Vincent de Paul because I felt the need to help people. Her family has been a joy to work with and help.
We are so thankful for what St. Vincent de Paul and the whole community has done to help us. They were really here for us in our time of need, and it was an amazing feeling to feel their love.
I am thankful that I have so much and never go hungry. But I know there are others not so fortunate. Others who don't have a family filling them with love and so many other things. Teach me compassion for others less fortunate.
I was about 8 years old when I first came to Stanford. I knew our life was abnormal, I just didn't know why. So I was like, I just wish we were normal, kind of, as a kid. My name's Julie Ross, and I'm a married, mother of four. I have three daughters and a son. I grew up in Gardenland. My parents, they were both drug addicts. Growing up in that environment, it taught me to be really independent, and if I needed something, I would ask for it myself. Like, if I needed attention, I would, Mom, give me a hug. I didn't expect it. I would go seek it, I guess. I believe that Stanford taught us how that you could be a part of something, but it doesn't have to be something negative. Like, we can all be, you know, feel loved at Stanford and be a part of that and see some, like, normal ways. And we saw, like, you don't really have to be part of the gang because you're gonna be, you know, go to prison or become a drug addict. I feel like at Stanford, Julie, she's seen the kids struggle. She's worked with a lot of different children, so she knows how to help people that aren't, nobody else wants to really help.
I'm Julie Roten. I'm the assistant director of Stanford Settlement Neighborhood Center, and I've worked here for 29 years. The kids consider this their safe place in the community. When something's unusual happening in their lives and they don't know who to turn to, they turn to their workers here at Stanford Settlement to help them. They show us by their behavior how life is impacting them. Sometimes that behavior gets them in trouble at school or at home, and so it's our job in our program to help kids learn the words to describe their feelings and learn a different way to manage their feelings besides acting them out and getting into trouble.
Julie, she helped me get my birth certificate so I can get a job. So I think getting a job and making my own money, it really helped me to become independent. I just want to thank the Catholic Appeal for helping Stanford stay afloat and to grow and to help more children and to be a good role model for the community.
We're all part of one body of Christ. Paul said in his letter to the second letter to the Corinthians that we are that one body and we're baptized into that body. And so we can't separate ourselves from those who are suffering.
I am Deacon Kevin Stasko from St. Lawrence Parish in North Highlands.
I'm Paula Stasko.
We are absolutely called to give to every member and to help those who need us the most, not the ones who are easy to help, but the ones who need us the most. And so that's why Kevin and I and our family chooses to support and be part of the annual Catholic Appeal.
There's a sense that we don't give to the church, that we give through the church. The church's mission in the world is to build the kingdom, to reach out to others, to spread God's love everywhere. And we do that by giving our gifts and talents, giving our money to the church, and the church passes that on to those in need.
If I am to be like Jesus, teach me, God, about my faith. Show me and my family how to serve others with our gifts, talents, and generosity.
This is Jaime Soto, Bishop of the Diocese of Sacramento. Our annual Catholic Appeal is solely dedicated to the social mission of the Church. I am inspired by your unwavering generosity year after year. As the disciples of Jesus, we choose not to be indifferent to the sorrows and anguish of those who are poor or in pain. We commit ourselves to be part of the saving work of Jesus. Join me in making a sacrificial pledge this year so that our neighbors in need may experience the healing, hopeful presence of Jesus in Northern California.